This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Six in a row, baby.
Who's coming with me? All right, Jerry Maguire. Warrior fans, we know what a championship run looks like. We know what a play-in team looks like. We kind of have a feel for what a team getting bounced in the first or second round looks like.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
This is a deep playoff run team. They've got two in their prime apex playoff performers. Jimmy B, Stephen C.
Would this be the most difficult run they've ever been on? And when I say difficult, when I'm talking about the depth in the West and then the potential Eastern Conference opponent, I'm not saying it was easy in 2022.
Well, they're older, too.
That's baked into it. I'm not saying 2022 wasn't incredible and it was unforeseen. They had some breaks with certain opponents and certain teams that they didn't have to face and certain players that got hurt in given series. And maybe they caught the Celtics, a young Celtics team that was a year or two away, and they ended up winning the title last year, obviously. But that was still an impressive as hell win. Like, on paper, that Celtics team should have won, and they were a quarter away of going up 3-1 in that series. So I'm not poo-pooing that run at all. I'm going by the age of the players that are your stars right now. over 35. Jimmy Butler, Steph, he's 37 today. Happy birthday, Steph. We didn't forget about it. Pi Day. Happy birthday, Steph. Also, my sister Sasha. Happy birthday. And then Draymond Green. Those are your three best players that are all over the age of 35. That really hasn't been done before in the league. We've had older players win it. Not that old.
Kobe's last playoff game, 33 years old.
Exactly. That's, I think LeBron with the Lakers in the bubble year, what is he, 34, 35 maybe? I'm not sure. But I look at that. I look at the depth of the West. I look at the Thunder being incredible. I look at the Nuggets still being there. Lakers, obviously, Luka. I'm not sleeping on the Grizzlies, who have won. I know you want to sleep on them. They've won four in a row. They look pretty damn good still. They're 20. They're the two seed right now, which is insane. Then the T-Wolves right behind you. So, like, you're going to have to earn it, obviously. But this might be the most difficult stretch. And wouldn't that make it all the more sweeter in a way? Like, man, you go through a Lakers, a Nuggets, a Thunder, and then a Boston, or maybe the Cleveland Cavaliers, but it would be sweeter to beat Boston again. God, I'd love that. I love when Boston loses.
Sign me up for a Boston series.
Again, I'm not saying they were a fraudulent champion yesterday.
You and me flying out to Boston.
I'd do it. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, I'd be so happy. I'd have an Aisha Cancook shirt with just her face on it, front and center there at the Boston Garden. I would love that.
Portnoy is a punk shirt.
Oh, God. One bite, everyone knows the rules. Please.
So here's what I would say to you. The first championship to me is always the most difficult because you've never done it, right? When it comes to a core, getting over that hump is always the most difficult. Is this the most difficult landscape to navigate? Sure, I'd buy that. I would buy that argument. Yeah. I would say this, though, with this team. I think they're playing a better top-to-bottom brand of basketball to end the season this year than in 2022. Let's just go back to that team.
Okay.
You were missing Draymond for long stretches. Klay was just getting reintegrated back from his injury. Wiggins, I believe, was it an adductor? I don't know.
Adductor strain. Correct.
You know, Jordan Poole was playing well, but I didn't feel as confident about the randoms as I do now.
Is this team better than that 2022 team? Is that crazy to say right now? Like,
if you're asking me right now, I think if this team had been assembled and together from day one, they're a 55 to 61 win team.
Wow.
Depending on how you navigate health and rest. That's Am crazy. I wrong?
No, well, you can only do the math, right? They've only lost one game when Jimmy Butler started.
That's not sustainable. No, you're going to lose games.
But again, you're just going off what you've seen from this team right now.
This feels like a mid-50s, even I would dare say low 60s win team.
Right.
And again, and I don't say that flippantly.
And again, we're going to be getting a tougher stretch here in the coming days. And it's baked into it that I think when they assembled this team, you've played a lot of teams where either they're missing some star players or teams are hurt. How does it look when everyone's fresh at the start of the season, I think, is a fair thing to ask.
But that's partly what's baked into why I'm so optimistic now. Jimmy didn't play for like 2 months.
That's part of it, right?
He didn't play, so there's not as much tread on his tire.
888-957-9570. Do you feel as good as you felt about that 2022 team? Like, I feel better this time around if I felt back in March, because I do think there was this...
They started 8-2 18-2 that year.
There was still some hesitancy in that team, though.
And then after that, it was kind of like, and remember, Iggy missed long stretches.
Yeah.
Otto Porter had a couple of bad months.
We were saying Andrew Wiggins was the most fraudulent all-star ever, which was sounded so,
unfair.
It's so disrespectful
Jamal McGlure is the worst all-star of all time.
But we were saying that because his first half was so amazing, and then he kind of fell off and he got hurt. And then Draymond was hurt. Steph was hurt at points.
Who's not playing great basketball right now? You want to say that
Trace Jackson Davis? That's it.
But he's not even in the rotation.
That's exactly
okay. Like Loondog has played good. He's had moments where he hasn't, but he's played good. Quinn's playing great for a rookie that you had no expectation. Playing great. GP2 has been on a tear for about a month now.
Right.
It started at the beginning of the road trip. He's been awesome, even with the mask. Jimmy Butler hasn't even played his best basketball, in my opinion.
Okay.
Guy Santos has been amazing as a ninth man. Pajemski, before the most recent injury, was playing his best 12 games, I would argue, of the entire season and maybe even his career. Moses Moody clearly playing the best basketball of his career. It's not even up for debate. Kuminga, before the injury, was playing his best ball. But if you just get versions of what you saw last night, how can you not be optimistic? Draymond is literally playing the best offensive basketball and the most in line in terms of not being obsessed with the officials and teammate empowering basketball that I've seen from him since 2016.
this date 2 years ago during that run, Joe Shasky, the Warriors did play a game on Steph's birthday. 126-112 win over the Washington Wizards. Funny, because now Jordan Poole's obviously on that team. But Jordan Poole is a Golden State Warrior then. Jordan Poole, 20 points for him, 32 minutes. Jonathan Kuminga, 12 points and 8 rebounds. Stephen Curry, 47 points. I think we all remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
It was a huge one. This was at Chase Center as well. It was a 126-112 victory to improve the Warriors to 47-22 on the season. Klay Thompson added 20 points. Nemanja Bjelica was 7. Otto Porter was 7. Triple single for Draymond Green, 6 points, 7 boards, 6 assists. Moses Moody added a 3. JTA, a couple minutes, but yeah, really didn't register anything.
No, but JTA, similar to Guy Santos, yeah. Way better than, like, you could read me a box score for JTA, and we would all say, like, he brings more to the table than whatever's in the box score.
You didn't even have Andrew Wiggins that game, or, again, as you mentioned, Andre Iguodala in that game. So, and not like Iggy was, you know, doing
well. Well, he was good in the first 20 games.
Exactly. And then he became more of a leader and coach.
As Michelle said it, you know, when they checked him in game 6, I believe, ceremonially playing. Kind of like Jimmy G. He's a part-time player.
I kind of want to watch a game with Michelle at this point just to hear her roast everyone.
Well, this is what she
this
said.
This is the morning roast with Michelle.
Who's the fat guy? I go, which one?
Oh my God.
And she's like, the big white guy. And I go, that's Quinn Post. He's not fat. No. On the Kings.
Oh, Jonas?
Valanciunas?
Oh, that's
just
mean.
Look at the gut.
That's mean. Come on, man. I always thought
her favorite player is Draymond. Always has been.
Really?
Oh, she hated Kevin Durant.
Oh my, that's interesting.
She loves Draymond. She just loves a bully.
Does she bully you?
What do you think?
It's just, I had to say it. You know, sometimes you need to get checked a little bit. That's okay. I can't get over the fact that I think this team is better than the 2022 championship team.
Okay,
but I say
things
that,
do have to break your way.
Well, no, this team could be better than that team, but the rest of the teams could also be better than the rest of the teams back in 2022.
Yes, both could be true.
And I think that's what we're looking at right now.
I'm not trying to poo-poo that championship at all.
No one is.
But Phoenix was the best team in the regular season, and then it didn't play out
that
way.
And they might have matched up better against you than, yes. Than
Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas.
Obviously, it was Luka. And looking back.
Jalen Brunson.
Looking back, they were probably, we feared them more in real time when that roster wasn't as good. It was like Dorian Finney and.
Jalen Brunson. That was the guy. It was him and Luka. That was,
Jalen wasn't the Jalen we see now.
No, he wasn't. Then he got paid after that season with the New York Knicks.
Jogging her with Memphis, right? Denver without Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. Like, that was, even though that was a much tougher series than people remember. Things have to break your way. But guess what? That's what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Guys go down. People get hurt. I mean, if I told you Kawhi Leonard played 3 great games and then got hurt, would you...
No, I don't expect anything from Kawhi Leonard at all going forward.
I hate to put that out in the ethos.
No, but I'll also say, conversely, if the Thunder get the Clippers in the first round of the series and Kawhi looks like Kawhi...
They could take them out.
They could absolutely take them out.
Especially with the style of play of Harden.
And if Harden's playing like he's been playing, which has been pretty good... I don't watch the Clippers every single night. I think they're 5-5 in their last 10.
Well, Norman Powell's still having
he had an all-star season. Oh, he's having an all-star season. He's been incredible.
He's having an unreal year.
I'm very curious to see how that's going to shake out. No one's taking the Kings, Mavericks, or Suns seriously. I think they're all pretty much cooked. It's the top 8 as far as I'm concerned.
Watch the Clippers. The Suns make some noise. I'm joking.
Relax.
I know.
Well, I said a couple months ago before I knew the Suns were going to go totally free fall. I did think it would have been a fun game if Jimmy, Steph, Draymond and the Warriors took on Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns in a play-in opportunity, like a winner go home one. Like, that would be some drama right there. Shout out TNT, we know drama. Yeah, there'd be a lot of drama there.
I'm past the point when it comes to Charles Barkley, by the way, that you brought up TNT. Do we know what he's doing, people? I mean, it's been a decade. Don't you kind of like...
It's a bit. Everything's a bit.
He's super entertaining. Yeah. I love him. But we don't have to be aggregate all the things he says and be triggered by all the things
he
says.
He's the big brother mentality because in a lot of Warriors fans feel like the little brother that they're just going to poke and prod and push you and nudge you. And that's what you do. So you did to Pat, I'm sure, growing up. You knew something that pissed him off and he kept doing it.
How my brother still has a back after all the power bombs that I put on him, I have no idea.
You did that to Pat?
All the
Pat's
time.
Pat's a big guy. I didn't expect you to be able to do that.
He was really skinny his whole life.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know him then. Yeah. He's still looking, Pat, if you're listening, he's still looking.
He's but. Also 5-6 years younger, so you know.
Okay, you have to put him in his place. There you go. Do you have an older sister or younger sister?
No, she's in between.
Okay, so you're the oldest. Uh-huh. Okay, so you had to put everyone in place.
Yeah.
Real quick, I mentioned
the most mature, best looking.
Relax. Speaking of mature and good looking, that's it.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.